If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
A Riesling is a conversation that's best had with libation. So grab your drink of choice and let's have a Riesling with me, Odessa. This is the OAccess Jamaica podcast, Riesling with Odessa. Episode 32, another minisode.
God knows, well, this is not a Christmas serial. Need a Xmas material. Can't stand. Sing along. Christmas come but only once a year. So this year enough it. Find some other air. Pull up your socks and steer your career. Cause this year be any men gone clear. When I fear. Last year me up, but this year me up. Just like a dragon me come for spit fire. Buzzing for this on you over me like butter. I am
clear and present danger. Woo! Wagwan, everybody. I love this Beanie Man song. It's actually a Christmas song for me. One of my favorite Christmas songs. When I think about Christmas, I think about this song. So big up to yourself, Moses Davis, aka Beanie Man, King of Dancehall. King of Dancehall. All right, guys. So how are you guys doing? Are you buying all your food, your ham, or has the recession caught up with you? I don't know, but there's a good energy out there. It feels Christmassy right now here in Jamaica. People are kind of getting into that mode, and it's all good. It's all good. So, you know, every week I have to mention, honorary mention, Burner Boy. He will be on the island this Sunday with his concert. Opening for him is Popcorn, as well as Lila Ike, which is going to be really dope. So, remember in episode 30, I was talking about the Last fans, you know? The ones that maybe know the songs like Yay and Bank On It and obviously Last. So I'm going to give you a list of Burna Boy songs that you can get into, aside from those Jamaicans, okay? One is On The Low. Second one is Run My Race. This is the first song I fell in love with Burna Boy with. Odugu is another bad song. Killing Them is which brought him back into the streets. And Gobana is what the ladies love. So those are like my five Burna Boy songs that you need to learn. All right, so yesterday everybody was just in total shock from hearing about dancer and DJ on the Ellen DeGeneres show Twitch passing away from suicide. And guys, like, it's the season of joy and happiness, but also a lot of people out there who have mental issues, who are going through things where they've lost loved ones, which I have. A couple of weeks ago I lost a loved one. You know, it's, you got to reach out to somebody. If you feel that you're hurting or something is going on in your life, reach out to somebody. And for those that really don't want to celebrate Christmas, you don't really have to get into that mood. It's up to you, you know what I mean? Don't let anyone force you into this whole spirit vibe if your energy is not there, you know? So this episode is actually dedicated to a friend that I lost. His name is Neville Turnbull. May you walk good and may your good, positive energy live on. All right, guys, so we're going to get into this next episode of Really, our feature with Christine Vassal. We talk about a lot and something that bun us as well regarding Shaggy. So let's get into it. Okay, Christine and I are back. Christine's over there looking really sulky. Christine, you really think that Croatia was going to beat Messi?
Yes, I mean, they beat Brazil, like, whatever. The last time, though, can I tell you, in 2018, they beat them 3-0.
Okay.
And now, Argentina game, and beat them 3-0.
And boss their asses. I don't think Messi really wants to go out like Neymar and what's his name? Ronaldo.
CR7, yeah.
Yeah, he don't really want to go out like that. But anyway, tomorrow's the real game. It's all about France. versus
Morocco.
Ooh, that's going to be a hard game, but the game you'll all hear about it, like, because this is not out until now, obviously, but me and Christina are recording this now. But anyway, let's get into our really, 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 reallys. So, it's about my dear friend. I know you guys probably say, Adessa, you have so much dear friends. Yes, I know a lot of people in the business, and so what? So this is about one of my dear friends, Dada. Affectionately, I call him Mix. Sizzler. Now, Sizzler shocked everybody. I think it was Thursday, right?
Thursday morning.
Sizzler, man. Sizzler shocked everybody by burning the plaques that was sent to him by the Recording Industry of America, the RIAA, two platinum certifications from DJ Khaled's album, which he is featured on. Now, for those that don't know, Khaled and Sizzler's relationship goes way back. Sizzler is actually Assad's godfather. I remember watching on Snapchat Assad being born to Sizzler's music, Sizzler and Capleton. So it was really strange for me to see what he did by burning these plaques. You want to elaborate a little bit more what they said in the press?
All right. So they said he said that DJ Khaled insulted him. We still don't know in what way. But he started a live broadcast on Instagram and, you know, with some of his members of his entourage, he dismantled and burned the plaques. He took off Assad's pictures off of it and said, you know, kids are innocent. And he set them on fire.
Blazed it.
Yep.
Fire. More fire. Blazed it. It just seems, you know, you heard like his entourage behind saying that, you know, his name was too small and all of that crap. And anyone that knows that when you receive a RIAA plaque, doesn't matter if it's gold, silver, platinum, that's standard. That's how it standard looks. So that's how it looks. That's a standard look for it. You can change the pictures in the background, et cetera, but the name and everything is a standard thing. So I don't know what those guys were talking about. However, I just saw, when I saw it, my brethren Robert sent it to me from London. And, you know, it came from London to Jamaica before I even saw it. And he was like, look at this, just bloop, came in. And I was just like,
oh, what's going on here?
Oh my God, Dada, what are you doing? This is embarrassing, embarrassing. And it wasn't what him burning the plaque was embarrassing, it's what the cronies behind him were talking about was embarrassing for me. But also the whole thing that I just think that he didn't have to do that. It wasn't a good look for the culture. It wasn't a good look for reggae. And whatever problems that you have with your friend Khaled, I think that should have been sorted out.
Yeah, between you guys.
Between you guys. If it's a money situation, something, I don't even know what it is, but if it's something to do with that, then you deal with that non-publicly.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a good look. I felt away, like Spice. And I just hope that it can be resolved, because it really made me say, really? Okay, so the big, big Netflix Harry and Meghan documentary was released last week. It took me a while to say I'm going to watch it. You know me, I went and watched Nollywood and How to Ruin Christmas, the bridal edition, you know, South African series, which I really love. So it took me a while. And last night I said, you know, let me decide to watch it, because my brethren Vinny said he watched it. And I said, all right, I might as well watch it. Yeah. I was bored. 14 minutes in, if you see my tweets, 14 minutes in, I was just like, oh my God, this is boring, man. So what really made me go, really, really, Meghan, was a part where she spoke about not realizing that she's black until she got to Great Britain, to London, and with all of the media, you know, being racist and really, really nasty towards her, I was still just like completely baffled. I mean, Christine, I think you got it. You can pull it up and just read it, because I was just like, what?
All right. So she says in the, that's in the documentary. She says it's very different to be a minority, but not be treated as a minority.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Right off the bat, I'd say now people are very aware of my race. I mean, I thought they were before anyway, because they made it such an issue when I went to the UK. But before that, most people didn't treat me like a quote unquote black woman. So that talk didn't happen for me. That's what she said.
I think Megan feels that she wasn't treated as a black woman because I think Megan was the word that they use now. She was passing, passing to be a white woman, or just not really saying who she is, or probably didn't really realize who she was as a mixed race black woman, you know? So that really baffled me because I have mixed heritage family in my family and growing up with white, some grew up with white mothers, some grew up with a black mother, and it's baffling. I'm just like, really, Megan? Did you really realize that, you know, you never got racism in Canada, you never got racism in America at all?
Apparently not.
Oh, that's weird. And then there was another segment in the show where she was talking about not knowing how to curtsy, not knowing how, you know, she wasn't taught none of these things as she went into the relationship with Harry. So I'm sitting there going, really? You can't Google? No. You know, you can't Google these things? Like, how to curtsy? You're an actress. You don't know how to do any of these things or look it up or research. I'm sure do some research because you're dating the prince of... Prince Harry, whose father was the Prince of Wales, who's now the king. Like, come on. Like, it just baffles me that you're getting into a relationship with somebody of this stature and you don't do your research.
As you said, it's like acting. Wouldn't you do, if you were to play a role as a princess in a movie, you're going to research what it is that you're expected to do when you see that script.
Correct.
So why wouldn't she do the same thing knowing that you're going into a relationship with this person?
With a firm.
Did you think somebody's going to sit you down and say, okay,
well, this is how they, we to me, curtsy. I think they should, and I'm pretty sure, I'm sure that they... Somebody said something to her. I mean, you have press secretaries in different houses, which is what they said in the documentary. It just baffles me. So there's certain things in it that I believe. And obviously it's clear as day that you saw the racism and the torment that she went through with the media and the press globally, just as much as what Diana went through. But there's certain things like that black, that... Really, Megan? Really? All right, there's one more thing that came out that really pissed me off and made me go, really? It's to do with Grammy Award winning, diamond selling artist Shaggy. And the Minister of Health... Minister Tufton came out and expressed his disappointment from the proceeds of Shaggy and Friends Foundation. And it just kind of railed up my blood pressure, because knowing Shaggy, the foundation, the people that are a part of it, I personally know that these people are not Teef. And the way they're trying to make it out is like Shaggy and the foundation and his friends who are part of this are thieves and not Nogosa. So let's hear what Tofton had to say, Christine, and then let's hear what Shaggy had to come out and say again.
Okay, so in a media interview, Dr. Tofton said he was disappointed that the benefits of the concert have not gone to their children after nearly 5 years after the show. Because the show was in 2018 and it's 2022 now.
Yeah, we had COVID, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Shaggy said he actually did a tour of the facility, and he said, we had a plan to build a brand new facility, mm-hmm. but we couldn't build a brand new facility because we didn't have enough land. So we said, okay, let's go ahead and build a ward. Then they were told by the Charities Act that they cannot do that because the money was earmarked for building a brand new facility. So they have to build a brand new facility. Mm-hmm. And so the head of the hospital's ICU, Dr. Brian James, he came up with an idea to refurbish the existing one and expand it. So technically, it's like building a brand new ward.
Right. So they have more beds than the other one.
Yes. And so he says it has been taking some time, first and foremost, to get the plan together, mm-hmm. second, to get contractors, mm-hmm. and then third, because of COVID pandemic, all of that had to be spread out.
It's only natural.
Everything was on pause. But he said it has been moving forward because they have got their contractors and work has actually started on the hospital.
It just baffles me why they keep coming at Shaggy. It really baffles me why they keep coming at Shaggy. Shaggy's been doing this Shaggy and Friends event I think it's four times he's done it. Mm-hmm. And the Buster Manti Children's Hospital has received so much
every single time,
every year from them. Time. And these people just proceed to come and tarnish this mm-hmm. man's name mm-hmm. for what? Like, he's not a thief. He doesn't need the money. Mm-mm. The money is put away. So what was you lot's problem? It make me want to cuss some bad word right now, and I'm trying not to curse as much on the podcast, but it really might. Yeah, I just want, anyway. Mm-hmm. Shaggy, if you're listening, we love you. You keep doing what you're doing. Don't be discouraged, because they're trying to discourage you from doing good. And at the end of the day, it's for the children. It's for the families that can't afford it. They need it, you know. Just keep going. We love you. To Tufton and to the hospital.
You all need to get your shit straight.
Get your shit together. Really? All right, guys, this is a quick thing. So enough people keep asking me, where do I record my podcast? How comes it sounds so clean and crisp and clear? Well, it's all about ideas evolution. So if you guys want a space to record your podcast, and also I shoot my visuals here too. So if you guys need that space, it's all about ideas evolution. You can find them on Instagram at ideas evo. Check the show notes. All right, guys, happy Christmas, happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, and a happy birthday to me, because it's next week, Thursday, it's my birthday. I'll be in the freezing cold celebrating with my family and friends, but we'll be back with more Reasonings with Odessa in the new year. So until then, linkage laters, peace.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.